Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, March 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department said employers added 275,000 payrolls last month, and the unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. The payrolls number was more than economists were expecting, but payroll figures were revised lower for the previous 2 months. And while average hourly earnings rose 0.1% in February from the previous month, that was below Wall Street's expectations, and a significant slowing from a revised 0.5% in January. But today's mixed report could mean that the U.S. economy remains on track for a so-called soft landing, despite an ongoing inflation fight. Former President Donald Trump said that he secured a nearly $92 million bond to guarantee a defamation judgment he owes to writer E. Jean Carroll. The payment would clear one financial hurdle as he scrambles to address the $500 million he owes in civil penalties and damages. In filings, Trump, who was in line for the Republican presidential nomination, asked for court approval of the bond and gave notice that he planned to appeal the judgment. The bond ensures payment if Trump loses his appeals. A New York federal jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million for Trump tarnishing her reputation. And Prada gained about $2.7 billion in market value after it reported annual profits and sales that exceeded analysts' expectations. The Italian luxury fashion giant posted a 17% increase in 2023 revenue, while net profit jumped 44% compared with 2022, outperforming other European luxury goods firms that are dealing with a slowdown in the industry. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.